Why me? Why? Is it too late to change my mind? I mean, I don't want to change my mind. I just want to understand what's happening. Everything's moving so fast. Like those clouds. I used to come up here to watch the storms come in. My parents' house is just down the valley. I'd get in so much trouble when I showed up and my feet were caked in mud. But this hill has always been my place to think, to pray, to be alone. So many times I've come up here wanting to be alone, but right now I'd give anything to feel like I'm not. From here, you can see as much of the world as I've seen. The houses, the farms, the animals on the fields, and the grain on its stalks. Nazareth. From here, you could have watched my whole life unfold. Up until recently, I could have told you exactly what it would have looked like. I'd help my mother at home until my older sisters were married. Then I would be married. It was only a question of to whom. And then we'd start a home and family. I would become my mother, and in time, if I had a daughter, she would become me. A simple life, maybe, but a safe one, with all I'd been taught to want or expect. Life in Nazareth doesn't change much. People know you from the day you're born, and you don't have very much say in your own story. Maybe that's why I said yes. Last year, what should have been the biggest decision of my life was made. Or I guess you could say made for me. Who would be the man I'd marry? The man my reputation would be tied to? The man whose children I would bear, Lord willing? Let me tell you, it is slim pickings in Galilee, and I was nervous when my parents started talking about my coming of age and leaving home. I'd been praying for some time that the Lord might make me the wife of Cyrus, the eldest son of our neighbor. But I only found him handsome, and one day, Mother told me that Father was seeking an arrangement with Joseph, the carpenter. Joseph came one Sabbath for our meal, and I knew it was so he could see me. My hair was washed, and I wore my nicest dress. I'd never been more nervous. He left, and I was perplexed. He'd sat there all evening, and I didn't even know him. He'd barely spoken. He thanked my mother for her food and talked to my father about the crop, but I wanted to know. Was he kind? Did he laugh? What sort of man was he? What sort of father would he be someday? The betrothal was made, and over time, I thought I knew. Joseph did laugh, quietly, like a secret. He was a hard worker. He was honest. He didn't cheat. He knew the scriptures, and he followed God's law. And he wasn't the sort of man who'd be caught in another bed. I had hoped that in time we might be friends. Many months passed as he made the preparations to bring me to his home, and I confess, I was impatient. Nervous, but impatient. I was tired of being seen as a child, and I wanted to grow up. I wanted the next step now. Well, the next step came, but it wasn't the one I was looking for. It was 6 weeks ago to the night. I had been sitting up late, sewing a shawl for my new life as a bride. I couldn't wait to wear it. I couldn't wait for Joseph to see me. I tiptoed across the room, being careful not to wake my sisters, and then was so startled, I screamed. A man was standing in the place where I would sleep, or one like a man, but not. He's a holy one, I realized, though I'd never seen one before, an angel, a messenger. He seemed to shine, and I could see him in the dark. And I was frightened, but not because I thought the angel would harm me. I was frightened because I knew that whatever reason the angel was there, my life would never be the same. I had made a very loud sound, but as if a spell were on the room, no one stirred or woke. The warm night air, usually so still, seemed to hum. The angel and I locked eyes. I couldn't look away, and he smiled. "Greetings, favored one," he said. Or I don't even know if he said the words out loud, but they were in my head and I could feel them. My heart was pounding my chest and I clutched my shawl against me. And he spoke again, those words in my soul. "Do not be afraid, Mary. Mary." He knew my name. He was there for me and nobody else. "You have found favor with God." You'd think finding favor with God would be a good thing, but a shiver went right through me. Had Yahweh, the God I prayed to, the God all Israel worshipped, had he been watching me personally? And if he had, could he really be pleased? I mean, what would God want to do with me? A farm girl, middle daughter, nobody, who lives in a town nobody knows who doesn't live here. But the angel wasn't there to talk about me. Not really. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be named the Son of the Most High." The angel spoke of glory and power, of our ancestors, David and Jacob, of a kingdom that would never end. But to tell you the truth, those things didn't really matter to me in that moment. Jesus. There was power in that name. It was like an arrow in my heart. He had told me the name of my son, and nothing could have been more beautiful. "But how?" I asked. Normally, I'd be ashamed to speak of such things, even with my best friend, let alone a strange man. But with the angel, it was different. When he spoke of this child, I somehow knew that he didn't mean next year or someday. He meant now. "How can this be?" I asked. "You know that I'm a virgin." I don't understand everything he said in reply, but I understood what it meant. God will do this thing. God will do the impossible. And then he told me this wonderful news of how God has already done the impossible, that my cousin Elizabeth, who has never been able to bear a child, in just 3 short months, she'll have a son. When he told me this, I actually laughed. And then I looked at the angel, afraid I'd been disrespectful. But he smiled too. No, he beamed, and a beautiful light colored the entire room. And beyond the room, it was as if all Nazareth must be radiant, and that I could be a part, any part, of something so beautiful. "I am the Lord's servant," I said, the words like a tree in my core. "Let it be to me according to your word." What had I said? Had I agreed? Did it matter? I held my breath. I blinked. And he was gone. How could I sleep? I don't know, but I did. A richer and deeper sleep than I've ever had, than I ever hoped to have again. And when I woke up, everything was different. Everything. I felt as if it were written on my face, and I couldn't understand how my family could act as if nothing had changed. And I couldn't focus on my chores. I burned everything I set hand to in the kitchen. "Mary," my mother scolded, "what a bride you'll be if you can't even bake bread. Get out of your daydreams." But they weren't dreams. God had sent an angel to me, and God's child was growing tiny bit by tiny bit in me. What did it mean to have a child from God? I've spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I'm not sure I've ever come close. The angel said he'd have power, he'd lead our people. I'm not a Torah scholar, but I know what that means. The Messiah, the one we're waiting for. Will he prophesy? Will he look like a normal boy? Will he cry? Will he nurse? Will he need me? This might sound strange, but as I have come to believe in this baby growing in my womb, I love him. And somehow I love God all the more because of this baby. Even after yesterday. Joseph and I aren't often alone, but yesterday morning, an opportunity arose. I hadn't breathed a word of the angel's news to anyone, but I knew Joseph, who loves God's word, would share in my excitement. Maybe he already knew. Maybe the angel had come to him too and told him about this child we would raise together. So I thought. And so there in his workshop, when my father was unexpectedly called away, I seized the moment. "Joseph," I blurted out before I could lose my nerve. "Joseph, I think the Messiah will be our son." He looked surprised. "I hope the Lord would bless us with many sons, if one of them should be a prophet." "No," he frowned when I interrupted him. "What I mean is, I'm pregnant." He rubbed his ears as if he hadn't heard me right. By God's own spirit. For a moment, the room was so quiet, I thought he really hadn't heard me. I begin again. Mary, he said, that's blasphemy. You can't say that. But it's true, I insisted. I'm going to have a baby. There was a noise in the street, and we both looked outside. I hadn't meant to be so loud. Then Joseph gave me such an expression that I felt afraid. The conversation wasn't going the way I thought, the way I was sure God would have intended. Really? He asked. Really? I replied, though I had to ask myself if I was sure. How do you know? An angel told me. And it sounded ridiculous, even to me. I don't know, Joseph. I just feel it. An angel? Where? When? Never mind. You take me for a fool if you think I can accept some other man's child because you say it is from God. Your father told me you were honorable. I felt as if I'd been slapped. And I couldn't understand how wrong things were. I heard myself speaking before I could think, not caring who could hear, not caring that I could be in trouble. How could you say that? How could you think that? I said. I have never, never been with any man. I turned away and began to cry. Then after a moment, Joseph reached for my arm, and I saw the man I thought I knew. Mary, he said, there's been some sort of mistake. Maybe you had a strange dream and you got this idea in your head. But it's wrong. It doesn't make any sense. Just forget it and everything will be all right. And I wanted to. In that moment, I wanted to forget it. I wanted to be nobody again, just a girl from Nazareth who was going to marry a carpenter. But I had met an angel who knew my name, who told me that God himself favored me. And I had learned the name of the one who would save my people, Jesus. I couldn't forget any of it. It's true. I told him. And when he didn't answer, I left. yesterday afternoon, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I waited for Joseph to come to our house. He would tell me that he was wrong. He would tell me that the angel had come, and he would tell me that everything would be all right. He didn't come. I left dinner early because I said I was feeling sick. It was true. But then my mother followed me to my room and to, "What's going on, Mary?" "Nothing," I told her. My stomach hurts." "There's something you're not telling me," she said, "and don't deny it for weeks now." "I can't say," I told her, and I hurried toward my bed. "Fine," she said, "but I'll find out, you know, one way or another." I know she will. They all will. And if they don't believe me, betrothal is as serious as marriage. I could be killed. It happened to a girl in our village once. I was young, but I remember. I could run away. But to where? Nowhere will they accept a pregnant girl alone. I could make up a story, say my husband has died. No, 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 no. I don't need to make up a story. I shouldn't be ashamed of anything that our God, my God, has done. But what confuses me is this. If we're all waiting for the Messiah, shouldn't this news be good? Why am I so afraid? God, why didn't you help? I thought things would be different. I thought a lot of things. You have given me more than I ever could have dreamed of. And you have broken my heart. You let me glimpse a future I don't understand how to get to. You took away the life I thought I would have. Boring, maybe. Predictable, maybe, but it was my life, wasn't it? I don't know why you chose me. It's not because I've always chosen you. It's not because I'm perfect. It's not even because I wanted any of this. I never asked to carry the Messiah. Who would dare to ask for such a wonderful, terrible thing? Not me. Not this girl. What do you see in me? Can you help me see it too? Because it matters more than what Joseph sees. It matters more than what all Nazareth will see. Only what you see matters. The angel said that nothing would be impossible. If we can get through this, you, me, and him, then it'll be a miracle. And not just a miracle, but miracle after miracle after miracle. One at a time. Each one taking us to the next. A storm is coming. Am I ready? Are any of us ready?